The fundamental aspect of Zazen is embodied in bowing in a way that already is extra. Sitting upright is the whole of the teaching of the Buddha, embracing the whole universe as this moment. And yet, sometimes we need other reminders. So, in a way, bowing is the teaching of the Buddha. Bowing to all that we meet. Bowing to the whole universe as is this moment. That's being this moment, hearing. Being this moment, seeing. Being this moment as is. If we were to add words, we could say gratitude. Being gratitude as an ongoing practice. And yet we find lots of things, people, events, circumstances, conditions that we're not willing to embrace and sit in the midst of. So further support for that might be to bow. Further support for that might be thanks for everything. Bow. Further support might be, I have no complaints. Thanks for everything, I have no complaints. Another way to enable us to be this moment, be this moment, be this moment. And then to respond skillfully. But the greatest gift which we can give to ourselves, to the universe, and to everyone that we meet is to be this moment life with them, as ourself, which is why Zazen is so simple, and yet, which is why Zazen is difficult sometimes, because we believe thoughts about how he, she should do, how I shouldn't be, how they, this shouldn't have occurred. It might even be something as simple as we go out for a picnic and all of a sudden a thunderstorm is raining and blowing everything. And we find ourselves saying, this shouldn't be, this shouldn't be. As opposed to putting up an umbrella or wrapping everything up and going under protection. Or it's the difficulties, the refusal to embrace this moment as is. Or if we say it a different way, to be attached to our idea of how it should or shouldn't be, which causes us to suffer. This is all very straightforward, and yet, over and over, we forget it when we suffer or harm or react. We forget it, and when we forget it, we're missing right here, missing it. The universe is just our life revealing itself as the true nature. This true nature, which is no nature, which is being this moment as is, the opportunity to serve life that we are. after the Buddha was awakened, he, in a sense, spent the rest of his life serving everywhere, everyone he encountered, in a way that was appropriate and skillful at that time for those people, those circumstances. When the Buddha goes on begging rounds, he stands at a house, holds a bowl, recites, and waits. Whatever shows up comes into that begging bowl. When we sit zazen, we open up to this universe doing our practice that enables us, that supports us to be this moment and to respond if there's a response needed. In zazen, the response is being just here, in sitting. In our life circumstance, it might be answering the phone. Hello? Yes. No. Yes. However we respond according to the circumstance of events and people. But those are all our opportunity to be gratitude, which is to be this moment. If you need to imagine it, imagine or actually do. Put the palms together. Thanks for everything. Thank you. I will take that. Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you. I have no complaints. Thank you. I have complaints. And yet I give my complaints away to have no complaints, to not say what's not skillful, to say, do what is skillful. That's our ongoing practice of manifesting the Buddha that we are, the Bodhisattva that we are, and the Bodhisattva that we meet. Because we only meet Bodhisattvas, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in every realm. They might not know, they might not act that way, but that's what we meet. And ours being gratitude is to serve to the best of our ability and nurture them to the best of their ability, even if it's running away. As I mentioned, I don't remember when, several weeks ago, the portion from the Lotus Sutra, where there was a bodhisattva who would go around and bow to everyone. I bow to you, Buddha, to be. And then some people would start cursing him or start throwing things at him or at her. And even as they ran away. Still, they said, I will not disparage you, Buddha to be, Bodhisattva to be. Even as they ran away from a dangerous circumstance. So all of our circumstances are opportunities to manifest this gratitude of this moment life, this moment life, this moment Buddha nature that it reveals right now, this self nature that's no nature, that is our life opportunity to be right here. Thank you all for your practice.